Hi, everyone, and thanks so much for tuning in to Becker's Dental and DSO Review podcast series. I'm Gabrielle Mason, assistant editor with Becker's, and I'm thrilled to be joined by Rose Olagi, manager of dental assistant national strategy and school relations at Pacific Dental Services. Rose, thanks so much for being here today.
Gabrielle, thank you so much for having me and letting me be a part of this platform to share a little bit of insight of what we do as dental assistants throughout the country.
Of course, we're so excited. And so just to kick it off right away, I know you're a registered dental assistant. So could you just briefly tell us about yourself and a little bit about your experience in the dental industry?
Would love to. It's been a 13-year journey, and it all started when I was 17 years old as a dental assistant extern in a PDS-supported practice. From there, I've grown and flourished, held every dental assisting role I think you can possibly hold, from working endo to perio, working with kids, orthodontic, bracketing, with my ortho teams. And then I've also been able to expand outside of my clinical scope and really become a thought leader in the industry as I gained additional education through my undergrad in psych, and then pursuing my master's in management. And we haven't stopped yet. I've taken on the challenge of another 7 years of school as I pursue my PhD. And I absolutely love what I do. What PDS has been able to do along my journey is also support me on my dental board position. 3 years ago, I was appointed by Governor Brown to the California Dental Board. And I am very excited to announce, as a dental assistant, I sit as the VP for 2021.
Wow, congratulations. That's huge. So you mentioned Pacific Dental Services a little bit. Can you just tell us more about your work at Pacific Dental and a few points of pride, maybe?
Yes. So I always break it into two groups when I have the opportunity to speak with dental assistants: clinical and then non-clinical. Let's start with the clinical. I've really been able to, as a dental assistant, work with supported owner doctors who have a patient have a passion for same day dentistry. And as we're providing same day dentistry to each community we serve, because I have the opportunity to not only work with patients here in Southern California, but travel across the country and be able to see, you know, what does it look like when we're in Colorado, when we're supporting patients in Florida or Massachusetts, and see how our modern and proven technology is used. Some of that example would be our CBTC scanning, CEREC technology, and what I am over the moon about as we go into 2021 and 2022, but is our Epic charting system that is being integrated into each of our PDS supported practices. That's really the clinical. I've been able to expand my scope as a dental assistant and deliver, you know, same day dentistry, but ultimately create happier and healthier patients. Then we transition to the non-clinical, and that's really where my leadership skills have been elevated. And as a dental assistant at Pacific Dental Services, you're championed to be a thought leader in every role that we have in the organization. And through that, I've been able to not only support dental assistants with inside PDS in their own development, but attracting them, onboarding, developing, and retaining. Three of the programs I'm absolutely passionate about is our externship program. It's phenomenal. Join us if you're a DA student and start your journey with us. Then our DA Essentials program. Let's onboard you and have you join a team that really is invested in your development every step of the way to get you to, you know, that registered dental assistant, that expanded functions, your OA certification, whatever it may be that you have planned in your journey. And then the last one is our PDS Foundation DA Carolyn Gazal Scholarship. I've worked with the foundation now for the last 3 years as a mentor to Dr. Gazal's scholarship, and it really helps support students, especially with the cost of tuition right now, to be able to focus on their studies and have some of that burden, financial burden, taken care of. And I've been able to be a part of numerous journeys throughout the country of DA students. But those are some of my very passionate items that I get to work on a day-to-day basis.
Well, that's great. I honestly thought I knew a lot about PDS, but I'm learning so much right now. So this is great. I would be remiss not to ask about COVID, the pandemic. So how do you see COVID changing the dental industry in relation specifically to dental assistants?
Yeah, COVID, working in a global crisis has been an uphill climb for us, I think, as we, you know, we approach a year on it, that dental assistants truly have been side by side their clinicians supporting patient care. And when I say patient care, I really want to focus on the word safety, is being able to, you know, learn the new policies, be able to train the new policies, and then articulate those to patients in a way that they can understand and feel safe, and that the dental office is a safe place and always has been. And partly because we've always held the highest standard precautions in our offices. So one thing that I absolutely look at as we are, you know, moving forward in our profession as dental assistants, but is ensuring that we do everything possible to stay up to date with CDC's guidelines. And that's going to be through education. The wonderful thing that I think did come of COVID is education is found in all different forms now, both virtual and in person at times, depending where you are in the country. But that's going to continue, and there's going to be more access to education and safety and how you can ensure both you're safe going home to your families, but ultimately keeping our patients and our team members safe. The other part of it, definitely COVID has brought awareness, I think, to all allied health professionals, dental assistants being one of them, and how you can have this amazing career that is a frontline worker and making a difference on a day-to-day community or a patient and not even realizing you had that impact. And that's truly the piece of it that I look forward to increasing, is the awareness about our profession and everything we do. It's not just, you know, sucking spit, chair side. There's so much more that goes into it, from the technology we're able to work with, changing a patient's life, but also being those thought leaders that are in partners in crime to that dentist that is ultimately delivering that care to that patient. So that is one thing that I think COVID has definitely brought about, is shedding light and awareness. And we're going to continue to increase that awareness about our role within the entire team.
Absolutely. And as a dental assistant leader and advocate, I imagine you speak to so many dental assistants. I'm wondering if it's a commonly voiced concern about, you know, safety going home to family. Have you experienced a lot of dental assistants who may be leaving the industry or voicing that concern? Or, you know, what are the rates there? Is it a high concern?
Absolutely would say it's a high concern. I work with the schools on a daily basis to, you know, look at how do we get more awareness to this profession. We saw a 50% decline in enrollment through COVID. The schools are definitely working to, you know, get that enrollment back up. And it's not everywhere. I think that's the one thing to really look at when you're looking at metrics. It's important to see, you know, where is it isolated and does it have a direct impact on the number of COVID cases? And also now too, on the opposite side, but vaccines available. You're really going to have to look at it at that, because it's not globally, it's going to be isolated even within a state of what county you may see that ratio. As we move through this, I think the awareness the dental assistants are looking for, especially when it becomes safety and families at home. I was one of those dental assistants. I am very fortunate to have three grandparents that I get to see on a daily basis and a part of their lives. I have a goddaughter that's 1 year old and we just celebrated her birthday. Coming home and not being able to give her a hug or not being able to step foot in your grandparents' house because you were chair side, it does. It makes, you know, you're from your heart to your mindset feel at unease. But one thing I do know is through the power of awareness and education, which is what we did as PDS dental assistants, and we're there to have the questions answered when they were, and increase that awareness of what are the protocols in place to help ensure safety. I mean, everything from a change of shoes to us showing up to our practices in street clothes and then changing into scrubs. We're doing it all and more, I feel. I think that's what really gave me ease. And then also too, as the vaccine rolled out, we were in constant communication about, you know, what does that look like? Where is it available to us? And we get to make the decision as that clinical provider. Does it align with what we are looking to do or where we see as fit for our families? I am, you know, proud to say too, as a dental assistant in the community, I was vaccinated successfully through dose one and dose two of Moderna. And I do feel it adds that layer of protection that is needed when we are chairside and a frontline worker.
I don't know why I feel the urge to say congratulations for your vaccination status, but that's fantastic. And then lastly, Rose, what's one thing that you would want listeners to know or understand about dental assistants that maybe they didn't before?
Thank you for asking me this question. And I have a few words to share here. I might get a little emotional, especially with Dental Assistant Recognition Week approaching. and all of us really having to come together. So if I can just share a few words of thoughts, but you know, in the midst of a global crisis, we have continuously performed beyond what is required, understanding that during these uniquely challenging times, quality performance at every job and every day and every hour is not a need or a necessity, it's required. We're known for our resilience, our stamina, and versatility. And then through the combination of our people skills, quality clinical skills, and emotional resilience, it's all been amplified to rise to new standards throughout this last year. With compassion, integrity, and grit, we as a dental assistant community have united in more ways than ever thought possible. We've defined the odds and redefined the power of trust and leadership for our profession. That's really what I want people to take away is, you know, through our stamina, our resilience, our versatility, we're that chameleon in the back office, being able to play from patient advocate to clinician advocate, connect the dots and really gain the trust of patients to ultimately get them the dentistry they need to feel safe in their environment. That's the biggest thing I can say. And thank you to all my dental assistants out there for working alongside me in the communities we serve. It's been a roller coaster of a year and I'm so excited to celebrate with you guys as we celebrate what we do best in the industry.
Absolutely. And dental assistants are so valued, but I'm glad we can bring this to the forefront. Thank you so much, Rose, for your time today and speaking with us.
Thank you so much. And I look forward to connecting with you guys again soon.
Listeners, you can tune into more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com.